Here on The Mark White Show, we're finding ways to make a difference, and we're looking for opportunities to make an impact on our communities. Whether in Alabama, across the country, or around the world, we can all make a difference. And it starts by taking that first step.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This old world is full of hurt and pain. A little sunshine and a whole lot of rain. Don't take much to drive those clouds away. Let's all do something good today. You never know what someone's going through. Don't underestimate what you can do. A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you could join us today. Today has been very special for The Mark White Show, and I'll tell you why. I saw a post yesterday, a mom posted about her middle school student, and she was sitting alone at lunch, and she came back home and she was wondering why kids didn't like her, why they didn't treat her like she was accepted. It was heartbreaking to me, and I started thinking about what I could do for young people to make them feel better. I know what it's like to be in middle school and high school and not feel like you're a part of the group. So I decided that I would start the Mark White Show's Cool Kid Award. And today, I have awarded this Cool Kid Award to three different young people. And it is Levi, Astrid, and Eli. So I want to congratulate all three of these young people. I'm so glad that I could recognize them as Cool Kids of the Mark White Show. And speaking of cool kids, I have one on the line with me right now. Her name is Tegan. She also goes by Wiggles, Tegan Wiggles Mayberry. And she has Wiggles World. This is a very special place for young people. I would say kids of all ages. I think that's appropriate. Wouldn't you say, Wiggles?
Oh, yes. Yeah. All kids are considered.
And we're talking about Wiggles World, a furry and feathered friend, sanctuary and education outreach. Now, Wiggles, I wanted to talk to you about this special effort and what you're trying to do when it comes to connecting people and animals.
Yes, sir. So Wiggles World started on my 10th birthday when I asked my mom and my dad if I could have a nonprofit, an official nonprofit, so I could take all of my special needs animals and my not to birthday parties or nursing homes or anything like that. So we have an actual long history of bottle feeding animals and raising animals. It all started because my dad actually hauls cattle. And so he brought the first little calf that he had actually born on the trailer to home to my sister Taylor. And she bottle raised that calf, and we fell in love with it from that day on. So when I was born, we built a bigger pen in the back, and we started getting goats, ducks, chicken. When I was little, got rabbits. So I was raised around all these animals. So I fell in love. I fed my first bottle calf when I was about 2 years old on my own. So I decided that I want other kids that are in bigger cities that cannot have animals in their backyard like I do to really feel the love that I feel from these, you know, goats and cows licking my cheeks and giving me kisses and giving me love and sleeping with me constantly in my bed. So Wiggles World just started from then on.
Now, I was talking to your mom yesterday, Abby, and we were talking about a special effort that she is involved in, a nonprofit called Lightwork 316. And we talked about some special young people that have been recognized. And I think you're on the right track here, Wiggles, that you are trying to connect young people to animals and let them see maybe what they don't see in larger cities, and even kids who may be in rural areas but don't have animals in the yard, don't have a farm to speak of.
Yeah, so we actually partner with Lightwork a lot to bring the little, I remember that she talked about our little lambs that we call reindeer sometimes. And we'll take them to the kids every year, and they'll pet them and even feed them a bottle sometimes. We actually, which was one of our Lightwork kids, we took a lamb to him and his little brother, and his little sister too, and Isaac too, and his older sisters and his little brothers, and they loved it. And so it was so important to me that they did. And so, and you're right, even kids that, you know, have bigger backyards and stuff like that, but still cannot have animals, they still love to come out and see and know that, you know, they can still pet an animal even if they don't have them to call their own.
How old are you right now, Wiggles?
I am 12 years old. I will turn 13 on the 1st of May.
Okay, I wasn't going to try to sell you short, but I figured about 12 years old. I think it's important that people your age, especially when I think about my daughter who's 7, and I think about the 3 kids who were recognized today as cool kids from the Mark White Show with Levi, Astrid, and Eli, they are all 7 years old, and so they look up to a 12-year-old.
Yes, and that makes my heart so happy, because we are part of the San Antonio Stock Show and Rodeo, and what we do there is we do a thing called school tours, where we take the little kids around the horse barn and to see the pig races and the petting zoos. And when I bring a lamb there, sometimes they come up to me and they're like, you know, you're awesome, I wish I could have your life, I love animals, and that makes me so happy to hear that, because I love being kind of a role model for those kids.
That is awesome. Now, I have seen several animals on your farm. I have gone through pictures. I shared a collage of various animals. What all animals do you share through Wiggles World?
So there are some animals that we do not take to certain places and some animals that we do. So I like to say that I have everything from a leopard gecko to a miniature dwarf horse. So we usually take on a normal, say we're taking the animals to the nursing home, we'll usually take about 3 goats, 2 lambs, a sugar glider, a rabbit, and sometimes even a guinea pig and a duck or a chicken. And then for usually inside animals, if I'm just doing a presentation, then we'll get to really show the leopard gecko squiggles and the other baby sugar gliders and the chinchillas and the other guinea pigs and everything like that, the hedgehog.
Now, my life, Wiggles, has been surrounded by older people. I was raised by my grandparents and my great-grandmother. I visited nursing homes growing up. Every Sunday, we would take very soft peppermints down to the nursing home, and we would hand those out to those who were there. I can't imagine how it makes them feel. I just took a soft peppermint, and I know what that did for them. I can't imagine how it makes them feel to see these animals. What has been that experience to watch these older people in the nursing home be able to have an experience with your animals?
It's incredible to me. I've even had, you know, 70-year-old people come up to me and said, you know what, Miss Wiggles, I have never pet a lamb in my life. And I'm like, well, here, you can hold one, you can bottle feed one, you can even change its diaper for me if you want. So, and then the sugar gliders, a lot of them, sugar gliders are not a normal thing around here. Not a lot of people know about them. So I'll take them around, and I have one that we're working on bonding to me that will sit on my hand kind of right now, and I'll walk him around. And he'll crab at people sometimes, but I usually just stick him back in his pouch and let him look out the little window. And they're fascinated. They're always petting him. And then I have a Flemish giant rabbit, which is one of the biggest breeds of rabbits in the world. And we'll take him places sometimes. And they're just fascinated about how big he is and how much do you feed him a day and everything like that.
Right now, we're talking to Tegan Wiggles Mayberry. She is the founder of Wiggles World, a furry and feathered friend sanctuary and education outreach. I'm excited to have Wiggles on the line with me right now. As I mentioned, I talked to her mom, Abby Mayberry, yesterday, and Wiggles wanted to start her own nonprofit, and here we are. I love this because not only can people physically interact with the animals, but you utilize social media to be able to connect with people as well. So let's take a quick break, Wiggles, and when we come back, let's talk about how people can connect with Wiggles World and have this special experience with your animals, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, folks, we're talking to Wiggles, and we're going to be talking more about Wiggles World when we come back. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show, and I have taken you into Wiggles World with Tegan Wiggles Mayberry. Wiggles World, the founder of Wiggles World. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Wiggles.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
You know, I think one of the most important things after we open the door and we share what you're doing with these animals is to connect people with you, because I know that there is somebody listening right now who knows of someone who would like to connect with Wiggles World and find out more about the animals.
So I have a page actually on Facebook, and then I just started my very own Instagram too. You can contact me on both of those. I know my Facebook is Wiggles World. It has a picture of me with a goat standing on the back of my back and a cow licking it. Look at his own face. So that's me there. And then I have Wiggles World Keep On Laughing.
Now, Wiggles World Keep On Laughing, that's on Instagram, right?
Yes, that too, yeah.
Yes, so people can join the Wiggles World group, a furry and feathered friend sanctuary and education outreach. They can also join the Facebook page Wiggles World and then jump over to Instagram, and there you will find Wiggles World Keep On Laughing. I love this. I love your idea, Wiggles, and I love how you're connecting with people in this way. When you think about how you got started, and maybe somebody listening right now is thinking about an opportunity to make a difference themselves, what was it that caused you to go in this direction, to be pushed, if you will, to have a passion behind doing this?
Well, like I said in the beginning, I was raised around livestock my whole entire life, and bottle feeding calves has really gave me a big connection. A lot of people around here call me the Dr. Doolittle of Texas, because I have a very unique, special bond with animals that I cherish and I love, and it's a very big blessing and a very big gift to me. So when I found out that I got old enough to actually start my very own nonprofit, I just like jumped into it right away. I wanted it so bad. I was like, I want, you know, to share these sweet baby animals with other people, and, you know, show them that it's super important to rescue special needs animals. And even though if they look a little different or they can't see or can't hear, they're just like a normal baby animal with a very, you know, special sense of, you know, hype sense of smell or a hype sense of hearing or a hype sense of, you know, sight or anything like that. Because a lot of these animals that I rescue would not have a chance to be around kids or be around people if they didn't, you know, have people that loved them.
I have a friend in Louisiana who founded an organization called Warrior Horse. And back in the summer, I was able to go down there. And what he did was he rescued race horses. But otherwise, if Kevin hadn't rescued those horses, they would not have survived. But he was able to take some of these horses and be able to give them a new lease on life, if you will. And it's the same thing with these animals, because otherwise somebody might look at this animal and say, well, we're going to get rid of this particular animal. We're not going to keep it. And then you say, hey, wait a minute, I can do something with this animal. And that's exactly what you've done, Wiggles.
Yes. Yeah. So that's the case with a lot of our animals. Three of our goats are actually dairy goats that are males. And the woman would have simply got rid of them, because since they were males, they can't produce milk like the females would. And then kind of same thing with our horse, our miniature dwarf horse, Maxie. She would have been sold to a guy in Houston who would have slaughtered her and, you know, did whatever he wanted to do with her if we wouldn't have swooped in and said, whoa, wait, we can take this horse to, you know, kids and let them pet her and let them braid her mane and do whatever they want with her and make her happy and feed her and everything like that.
Absolutely. Well, I want to tell you, you're a pretty cool young person, and I appreciate what you're doing with Wiggles World. I think it's an outstanding effort, and I wanted to be able to recognize what you're doing today, and I hope it grows. I hope that you'll see more people jumping on Wiggles World and becoming part of this effort, allowing you to make a difference even on a bigger scale.
Yes, sir. Every time that I get a new person that follows on Facebook or a new person that, you know, follows on Instagram, I just get so excited. I run and I tell my dad and I tell my mom, like, you know, look, I'm up to 118 followers today because this one person decided to follow, you know, this little girl that's saving these special needs animals and getting that word out that, you know, you can come pet these animals or love on these animals or just, you know, we're here to cheer you up if you're having a bad day. Or like I said, I partner with Lightworks. So if any of the kids are not feeling as well or anything like that, I can take, you know, some of my smaller animals up to them and sit them on their lap and just let them pet them and love on them and teach them about them and just have a great time with them.
Again, we want people to go to Wiggles World on Facebook and then on Instagram, go to Wiggles World, keep on laughing, and then follow the group Wiggles World, a furry and feathered friend sanctuary and education outreach. And Wiggles, I certainly appreciate you being able to join me here on the Mark White Show. And at the same time, I want to make sure I give a plug to Lightwork 316 Incorporated, since your mom was on the program yesterday, Abby Mayberry, and they can go to momsofnb.com, find out more about Lightwork 316, and also follow Lightwork 316 on Facebook. So thank you again for what you're doing, Wiggles, and thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Yes, thank you for letting me join you. I had a great time, you know, sitting here and talking to you, and I love getting the word out about my nonprofit.
This is outstanding. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Tegan Wiggles Mayberry, and I hope you're encouraged and inspired by what this 12-year-old young lady is doing to make a difference in her community and beyond. You can follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. You can subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never-frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good today.